Kansas Wheat joins U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers in thanking U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack for announcing the new USDA funding on October 24th that will increase global food assistance and expand global market access for wheat growers. The additional monies drawn from the Commodity Credit Corporation supplement proven farm bill programs currently up for reauthorization. Kansas wheat farmers have championed keeping the food in U.S. food aid and international market development programs since these programs began, said Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin. These programs expand efforts of trade promotion and U.S. wheat exports and position the U.S. as a global leader to provide food assistance for emerging crisis situations and addressing food security needs. Peter O'Brien from Cheyenne County first suggested donating grain to countries in need during a county meeting in September of 1953. Those comments sparked a grassroots movement leading to the Agricultural Trade Development and Assistance Act of 1954, sponsored by U.S. Senator Andrew Scheffel and signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Both Kansans. The pillar of today's modern food aid programs was a common goal, provide people in developing countries with a secure food source, and they will do more than survive. As their economies recover and thrive, they become a new potential buyer of U.S. exports. Through the USDA's Food for Progress and USAID Food for Peace programs, the American people have donated more than 1 million metric tons of wheat annually for the past 3 years. According to this week's announcement, USDA will utilize $1 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation to bolster international food aid efforts in addressing hunger caused by conflict, drought, and other challenges. The Kansas Wheat Commission is funded by a 2-cent per bushel voluntary assessment on each bushel of wheat grown in Kansas and sold to a Kansas grain elevator. The Kansas Wheat Commission uses those funds to invest in agronomic research projects, consumer outreach, and supporting agricultural export market development as a contributing member of U.S. Wheat Associates. Checkoff contributions qualify U.S. Wheat to apply for matching funds through programs like the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. Under U.S. farm legislation, Congress appoints funding for MAP, FMD, and other export programs. Annual funding for MAP has not changed from $200 million since 2006, and annual FMD funding of $34.5 million has not changed since 2002. Yet other countries have significantly ramped up their export promotion spending. A positive development came in 2019 with the establishment of the Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, which worked to ease the efforts of trade retaliation against U.S. farmers and exporters. Those funds originated from the Commodity Credit Corporation and USDA's Foreign Ag Service, awarded grants to almost 60 cooperating organizations to be invested by 2024, including U.S. Wheat. As that funding expires next year, USDA's announcement this week included a $1.3 billion investment in the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program. This program will provide targeted technical assistance for exporters to break into new markets and increase market share in growth markets. Learn more about the impact of market development programs at agexportscount.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.